who have your Bibles, and if you don't own one, I would encourage you to get one. Because that's the only thing that can defeat the enemy. The Word of God. If you would, turn to the book of St. Luke, which you've already heard in your reading. And I will pick up at verse 15. And there it says, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I want to jump down to verse 20. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Supporting scripture. Coming from the book of Psalms, Psalms 34. Book of Psalms, Psalms 34. And I read 17 through 19. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. And saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. To make this thing a little plain, I want to tell you how the NIV says it. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. For the righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. That concludes the reading of our scripture. And from these scriptures, I'd like to speak to you for a brief moment on the topic, broken but not defeated. Broken but not defeated. Eternal God, I bow before you now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, thanking you for this time, space, and opportunity. Oh Lord, I ask now that you remove me from self and move me out of your way. Oh God, hide me behind the cross so they will see all of you and none of me. Use me, God, for your glory. Oh God, speak to me and through me, that somebody might hear something here on today that will give them a new way of thinking. God, we say thank you in advance for what's about to take place. Now, God, may the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. My Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer. Amen. Broken, but not defeated. For I am the devil. Don't want somebody to hear this, y'all. So how many of you know he is a liar?
All right.
Broken, but not defeated. For I am led to believe that the majority of us here today have experienced moments of brokenness in our lives. For although we may look real good on the outside, may look like we got it all together, but if the truth be told, there are some people here right now who are walking in brokenness. Broken because of a lost loved one. broken because the children are acting the way you raised them. Broken because of bad relationships. Broken because of continuous health issues. Broken because of a bad doctor report. Broken because of addictions. Broken because of bad decisions that you made yourself, which is exactly what caused the prodigal son to experience his brokenness here in our text. For you can be broken because of what people say or think about you. You can be broken from church hurt. That's why you need to be very careful the things that you say to God's people. For there are so many reasons why we may find ourselves walking in a state of brokenness. Broken, as it refers to man, is simply defined as having given up all hope, despairing. For how many of you know that to give up hope is to give up on God? And to give up on God is to give up on life. And to give up on life is simply to give in to defeat. And my main objective here today, under God's anointing, is to get you to realize and understand the fact that regardless of the severity of your brokenness, you are not defeated. Somebody say, I'm not defeated. Why? I'll tell you why. For God tells us in his word that in this life, you will have tribulation. And here is why you are never defeated. For he goes on to say in the scripture, but be of good cheer, for I have already overcome the world. In other words, God is saying to us that there is nothing that you may have to endure in this life that he cannot bring you through it or out of it. For we serve a powerful God, the God who is able to bring good out of evil, light out of darkness, joy out of pain, life out of death. And certainly God has the power to bring you out of your brokenness. I need you to keep saying broken but not defeated. However, we cannot forget about the adversary, Satan himself, the very one who is going to do everything in his power to discredit God, the very one who is going to show up in the midst of your brokenness and try to cloud your mind by making you think that you are not going to make it. You are finished. It's all over. But how many of you know that it's not over until God says it's over? So if you are still here, if you are still standing, that simply means that God is not through with you yet. And he is getting ready to do the unthinkable. He's getting ready to make the seemingly impossible possible. How many of you know that God specializes in brokenness? For I don't care how hopeless your situation may seem or how bad it looks, God has the power to turn that thing around. So when the enemy comes up against you in the midst of your trouble, you got to be able to tell him with authority that I serve a God who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I could ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh in me. That power is the Holy Spirit. There is nothing that the Spirit can't do. And all you got to do when you find yourself in need of a breakthrough, it just call on the Father, and he will hear your humble cry in the midst of your crying out. Somebody been crying to the Lord. But I tell you, just hold on and hold out. Because when God shows up, he's not going to just show up, but he's going to show out and turn your situation around. Hallelujah.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. Mm-hmm.
Which exactly is exactly what happens here in our text.
Well,
for the Bible says that there was a certain man who had two sons. And it says that the younger of the two said to his father, give me my portion of goods that falleth to me. Growing up too fast, y'all. And his father divided everything that he had between the two. And a few days later, the Bible says that the younger son gathered up all his things and went to a far off country where he wasted all that his father had gave him with riotous living. That means he was out of control. Have you ever been out of control in your life? And scripture tells us that after he wasted all that he had, a mighty famine, a food shortage arose in the land. And he began to be in want. For this right here would be the start of his downfall. That would lead the prodigal son into brokenness. For how many of you know that being out of control with unrighteous living will always come back to haunt you one way or another? For the Bible says, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So if I were you, I'd start sowing some good seeds. And the Bible says that he went and joined a citizen of a far country who sent him in his field to feed swine. And the fame meaning pleased or willing under the certain circumstances. See, he's hungry now, y'all. He just needs something to eat. And he would be pleased to have filled his belly with the very slop. Lord, have mercy. That the pigs were eating. Because that's all he had to eat. Because no one gave him nothing. Tell somebody. Now, that's what you call broken. For how many of you realize and understand that God will allow you to go through tough times just to draw you closer to him? And not only to draw you closer, but to show his unmatchable power when he brings you out. Somebody know what I'm talking about. But you should have got happy right there. Tell somebody, I'm coming out of this. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And the Bible says here in verse 17, when he came to his senses, he started thinking about that thing, y'all, weighing out his options. And the Bible said that he said unto himself, my paraphrase, for I got a father at home with many servants who have more than enough food to eat and will be able to give me something to eat. But here I am. In this far off country, suffering because of hunger. But I like verse 20. Things getting ready to change, y'all. For verse 20 said, therefore, he could have easily given up in defeat. But verse 20 lets us know that the Bible says he rose up from his situation. He went to his father's house. For he did not allow his situation to cause him to start feeling sorry for himself. But he made an effort to do something about his current condition. But don't you ever, I say don't you ever allow your situation, your circumstances, or your condition to cause you to start feeling sorry for yourself. And the scripture says that when he was yet a great ways off, his father saw him the same way our father sees everything that we going through. And it says when he saw him, his father had compassion and ran to his son and kissed him on the neck. And the father told his servants, bring forth my best robe
I'm beginning to feel this thing, y'all. And put it on him. And put a ring on his hand. A celebration is getting ready to take place. And shoes on his feet. And bring me one of my biggest calf. Some serious eating is about to take place, y'all. So how many of you know how to throw a welcome party? And kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this is my son who was dead. Don't you know a proud parent can't be no more prouder to see a lost child find their way. Somebody know what I'm talking about here. They say he was dead, but now he's alive. He was lost. Lord have mercy. But now he's found. And they begin to be merry. For although he experienced brokenness, he did not give in to defeat. Because he realized that he could call on his father in his time of need. And just like the prodigal son could call on his father, those of you who are going through, those of you who are experiencing brokenness, you can call on God the Father up in glory in your time of trouble, and he will come to your rescue. And as I get ready to bring this thing to a close, I just stop by to tell somebody that it's time to look beyond your brokenness. Shout, I'm not defeated, because it's not over until God says it's over. And because you're still here, and because you're still standing, God is getting ready to show up in the midst of your situation, and he's going to turn that thing around. Somebody shout, no more brokenness, for you are not defeated, because God is getting ready. I said he's getting ready to bring you out of your brokenness. Somebody shout, I'm coming out of this. I said I'm coming out of this. You coming out of this? I said you're coming out of this. For you come too far. I said you come too far to give up now. And God is getting ready to work on your situation. Do you believe it? I say, do you believe it? Somebody say yeah. Say yes. Say yeah. Yeah. Oh, I feel the shift. I said, I feel a shift in this place. A shift of praise and worship. Because there are some people here who are in a state of brokenness. And I need you to rise on your feet. Come on and rise on your feet in the midst of your brokenness. And start giving God praise. Because when praises go up, blessings will come down. Come on and praise him now. Praise him. Praise him, y'all. Praise him. No more brokenness. No more brokenness. I said, no more brokenness. It ain't over. I said, it ain't over until God says it's over. Tell your neighbor, it ain't over. I say, it ain't over. The start says it's over. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Say yes. Yeah. I really need to take my seat, y'all. But I can't help myself. Because I feel all right now. Because every time I think of the goodness of God and everything that he done for me, I got to give him praise. I said, I got to give him praise. Praising him. He's bringing you out. God is bringing you out. It ain't over. I said, it ain't over. God's gonna bring you out. It ain't over. 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 Give God praise in this place. Is getting ready to do the unthinkable. Do you believe it? I say, do you believe it? Say yeah. Say yes. Yeah. Come on and give him glory. Come on and give him glory. It's already in process. It's done. It's done. Praise him like it's done. I said, praise him like you're doing it. Right now, broken, but not defeated. Hallelujah. 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 I need about two or three people. I'm getting ready to take my seat for real, y'all. I said I need about two or three people who can remember when you were walking in brokenness. And God, I say God, showed up and turned that thing around and look at you now. Ain't it all right? Ain't it all right? Somebody say, yeah. It ain't never. It's never. As long as you got breath in your body. As long as you got breath in your body. It ain't over. Because that means God has an opportunity to turn your situation around. Stop looking at the severity of your situation. Care how long you've been struggling. Don't care how I look. You still here. I say you're still here. 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 It ain't over. So God says it's over.